Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna, the Source of All Incarnations, Text 24.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Samohāya-sura-duṣaṁ.
Buro-nāmanjana-sutā.
Buro-nāmanjana-sutā.
Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Buro-nāmanjana-sutā.
Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Buddho-nāmanjana-sutaḥ. Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Buddho-nāmanjana-sutaḥ.
Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Buddho-nāmanjana-sutaḥ.
Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Tathākālo saṁpravite.
Samohāya-sura-diṣaṁ.
Buddho-nāmanjana-sutaḥ.
Kikateṣu bhaviṣyati.
Thereafter, in the age of Kali.
Saṁpravite.
Having ensued.
Samohāya.
For the purpose of deluding.
Sura.
The thief.
Dvisham.
Those who are envious.
Buddha.
Lord Buddha.
Namna.
Of the name.
Anjana-sutaha.
Whose mother was Anjana.
Anjana-sutaha.
Kikateṣu.
In the province of Gaya.
Bhavishyati.
Will take place.
Anjana. Translation. Purport by His Divine Grace of Bhaktivedanta.
At the
beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful thieves. Report. Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Gaya, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of nonviolence, depreciated even the animal sacrifice sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse, and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached nonviolence, taking pity on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas, and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali who have no faith in God follow his principles, and for the time being they are trained in moral discipline and nonviolence. The preliminary step for proceeding further on the path of God realization. He deluded the atheists because such atheists who follow his principles do not believe in God, but they keep their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was an incarnation of God. Thus the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Anyone else can read?
Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. People claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas are not accepted through the authoritative disciplic succession, the casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars, avipaschitaha. The foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of the disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no depth of knowledge. According to Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Vedaish Chasavair Aham Eva Vedya. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, the cosmic situation, and the relation between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins, and as a result of such a function, the ultimate goal of life, or going back to Godhead, takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and natural progress is thereby checked.
Just as bewildered persons of the atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore first of all wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the path going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul is also sometimes called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterer of the animals and those who have lost their identity of soul are animal killers.
Our Archbishop said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, people are to be educated on the path of God. They must be first taught Godhead. They must be first taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing, as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this very dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga, who preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas. The subject matter has been discussed in a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Mulana Chankazi Sahib. The animal sacrifice is stated in the Vedas is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse, because the assurers or the so-called scholars of the Vedic literature put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas. Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in order to save people from the vice of animal killing, as well as to save the poor animals from the slaughtering process of their big brothers who clamor for universal brotherhood, peace, justice, and equity. There is no justice when there is animal killing. Lord Buddha wanted to stop it completely, and therefore his cult of Ahimsa was propagated not only in India, but also outside the country.
Technically, Lord Buddha's philosophy is called atheistic because there is no acceptance of the Supreme Lord, and because that system of philosophy denied the authority of the Vedas. But that is an act of camouflage by the Lord. Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Godhead. As such, he is the original propounder of Vedic knowledge. He therefore cannot reject Vedic philosophy, but he rejected it outwardly because the Suradvisa, or the demons who are always envious of the devotees of Godhead, try to support cow killing or animal killing from the pages of the Vedas. And this is now being done by the modernized sannyasis. Lord Buddha had to reject the authority of the Vedas altogether. This is simply technical, and had it not been so, he would not have been so accepted as the incarnation of Godhead. Nor would he have been worshipped in the transcendental songs of the poet Jayadeva, who is a Vaishnava Acharya. Lord Buddha preached the preliminary principles of the Vedas in a manner suitable for the time being, and so also did Shankaracharya, to establish the authority of the Vedas. Therefore, both Lord Buddha and Acharya Shankar paved the path of theism, and Vaishnava Acharyas, specifically Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, led the people on the path toward a realization of going back to Godhead.
We are glad that people are taking interest in the non-violent movement of Lord Buddha. But will they take the matter very seriously and close the animal slaughterhouses altogether? If not, there is no meaning to the Ahimsa cult. Srimad Bhagavatam was composed just prior to the beginning of the age of Kali, about 5000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared about 2600 years ago. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Buddha is foretold. Such is the authority of this clear scripture. There are many such prophecies, and they are being fulfilled one after another. They will indicate the positive standing of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is without trace of mistake, illusion, cheating, and imperfection, which are the four flaws of all conditioned souls. The liberated souls are above these flaws. Therefore, they can see and foretell things which are to take place on the distant future days.
Sākṛdhīs miritam jena tasmai śrī gurave namaḥ śrī caitanya manavistam śapitam jena bhūtale svayam upakaramāya ridāsti svaparantikam śrī kṛṣṇa caitanya prabhu nityananda śrī advaita gadādhara śrī vāsudī gaura bhaktavinda
hare kṛṣṇa 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 hare 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 rāma hare rāma 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 hare hare.
So the principle is non-violence. I know once before I became a devotee, I was taking marijuana. And I was by myself in Los Angeles somewhere. And I was looking for spiritual life. I was going to find some. This was like in 1962. And I was alone, and I got like a mystical vision that I'd been reading Aldous Huxley, Doors of Perception, where he was describing how, under the influence of LSD, he was seeing that animals were breathing. He could actually, you know, perceive them living, you know, their forces going out. So I was meditating on that, and then there was it came to me very clearly that plants and vegetables, they kind of breathe out. And animals breathe in and out. They have this two things. And human beings, they breathe in and out, and they can see themselves breathing in and out. So they have three things. They have developed consciousness. This was all kind of like a mystical. I was awake. I was in a dream. And then it became very clear to me that the food for the three is the one. The three is a human being, because he can see, he has the consciousness that he should only eat the plants and, you know, not the animals. And I had meat in the refrigerator. It was such an experience that I nearly took it and threw it in the garbage. I never ate meat after that. It was a real vivid experience that it's not proper for us to kill animals. Of course, that's subjective experience I had. It was somewhat drug-induced, so I'm not trying to say that on the authority of this we should give up eating meat. But here we see the authority is there. Prabhupada makes it very clear. Even in italics, he puts it that spiritual life will be hampered if we continue to eat meat. This is the purport. So now, how to get people to give up eating meat? The best way, of course, Prabhupada devised, is to give them prasadam. To cook very nice, sumptuous prasadam, then they'll no longer be attracted. And it's true. Although I had given up eating meat, and I did maintain it pretty well, but still I wasn't so strict. Sometimes I'd have a piece of bacon or something because I was thinking, oh. But when I started taking prasadam, then it was easy to become vegetarian because the prasadam was so good. So we have to present this Krishna consciousness movement in such an attractive way that people will be happy to give up eating this dead bodies. Otherwise, like we saw yesterday, we were in a sampler. There, so many little ladies were there giving everybody a piece of meat. So this is the culture that we live in. Meat eating is very prominent. So we have to somehow close the slaughterhouses. This was Prabhupada's vision. He was serious about it. Or if he saw that was involved, he said, at least don't eat the cow. You have to eat meat, eat a lesser animal, like a goat or something. But don't eat the cow. She's the mother. Of course, we want to close the slaughterhouses altogether, if possible. But it's a difficult job, we can see, Kali Yuga. Really, the best method is the kirtan. If we get people to experience nice kirtan, I was thinking that this morning when we were chanting that if we were in the temple of Mosul, the kirtan would probably go for another hour or so, or half, 45 minutes. Because, you know, you can make a lot of noise, you can dance, you can... it's a little difficult here in the Sunday morning with neighbors on each side. But then after that kind of strong kirtan, people's consciousness is so clear, so purified, that they can hear this philosophy nicely, and it will appeal to them. So we have to emphasize. That's why we're trying to get people to come to the temple. If we get them to come, they experience nice kirtan. Then, when they sit down after the kirtan, they're receptive for this message. Otherwise, they simply like to wrangle. The argumentative mentality, it will never bring us to the absolute truth. They'll give so many arguments, and you know, plants also are good living, and so on, you know, they're just attached to their tongue. The meat is tasty, and there's not no way they're going to give it up. But if we can have a strong kirtan, and then can make the point, and give them Krishna Prasadam, then everybody will see, this is better. Nobody has attraction to eating meat who's been eating prasadam for some time. Okay, somebody else make comments? No? Shri Bhagavatam ki?
Yeah.
We have to leave early today. Unless you want to speak something? I'm going to a Quaker meeting. When we get him on this point, they're claiming to be
Quaker in my boots.
To be pacifists. They're pacifists, but I'm sure they eat meat.
Of course. Of course they eat meat. Yeah. They don't have any philosophy. They try, of course.
You know what the program is? The real reason I'm going is this boy Adrian is the one who's bringing me. So I'm trying to make him a devotee. He's going to drive me down in, and you know. But he said this is their program. For 1 hour, they sit in a circle, completely quiet. Then nobody speaks philosophy.
Well, they can't speak philosophy because they really don't have any.
He said that sometimes people, after the end of that hour, they do stand up and just speak some realization, but not based on any scripture, whatever they realize. So I'm going to speak something. A couple points, right? One point is, we can say, you're Christians, right? They're Christians, right? But didn't Christ say, hallowed be thy name? Or what about that? Why, you're sitting silently, but wouldn't it be better to be glorifying the Lord by reciting his holy name?
You know, there's some verse in the Bible from the rising to the setting of the sun, the name of the Lord should be glorified.
Yeah, the Psalms.
The trumpets and cymbals.
Mm-hmm. And we see practically. It's relishable. Kirtan. And japa too, right? Little taste is there. But and then the second point is this, the killing animals. What is the idea? Animals don't have feelings? Well, I mean, they want to be pacifists because they don't want to hurt others, isn't it? That's the idea. But they think animals don't have feelings? We can see through.
The animal has no soul. God gave us
that's right, he has no soul, but still, you take the knife and cut his throat. Why you hire somebody else to do your dirty work and take it from the grocery store?
There's a movie that just came out called A Fast Food Nation, and they filmed some of the scenes in the slaughterhouse in Mexico. I didn't see the movie, but I heard the review, and the reviewer said, you know, it was shocking to see that, you know, the slaughterhouse scenes. And he said, the reviewer said, it'll make you think twice about, you know, going to McDonald's or something like that. He said, those veggie burgers are looking better and better after seeing this movie. So
that's they won't do it. You give them this meat-eating society, you can take a knife and go. They hire some Mexican to do it in the store. Anyway,
it's your body comes to you.